thank you as you give. All right. So as we give, we're going to transition into the message. And I like to be down here with y'all. Is that okay? Up there, I feel like I'm too far away. I'm in the light. I don't want to go to the light so fast. I'm going to the light, to the light. No, come down here. So, have you ever thought this thought that a change of place and a change of pace gives you a change of perspective? Powerful. Change of place. You got to change up your place. You got to change your pace, the pace at which you're going, and it gives you a change of perspective. And there's nothing more beautiful than that when you have a chance to do that. So my wonderful wife turns 50 this year, Beth Sloan, and she has a twin sister, Becky. And so they said, we want to celebrate all year long. So we've been celebrating their birthdays all year long. And then one day, Becky, her twin, sends us this PowerPoint show. And it's like, as you know, we were wanting to do something for their birthdays to be epic and adventure, something we've never done, something that's kind of hard, something that will cause us to reflect. I'm like, where's she going with this, Beth? And then all of a sudden she says, why don't we do the Camino de Santiago? I said, Beth, what in the world is that? And so how many of you in this room have ever heard of the Camino de Santiago? We got one, two, three. Hey, more than I thought. That's awesome. I had never heard of it, and I didn't know how big it was. Well, this has been a walk that pilgrims have been taking across Spain, northern Spain, for 1,200 years. The walk is 490-something miles. But we only had about 10 days, so we did about 100-ish, about a 100-ish. So what God did to us on that is he changed our place and changed our pace and gave us an incredible perspective. I thought that would be a wonderful thing to share because that's what God did in me over the last several days as we walked. So what God did to me as we began this spiritual adventure of walking is he really began to affirm to me as I would meet folks. And I would, it's really amazing when you hang out with a lot of people and on this trail at any one time, there's tens of thousands. So there's thousands out there walking across Spain. And the number one thing they love to ask you, so why are you doing it? 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 So the big why is the question after you meet and greet and say, hi, I'm Doug. I'm from Kentucky, and you're walking along. And then the big question comes, so why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? And it was so fascinating to be with so many people who were seeking. And I was like, wow, people from France, Germany, Denmark, Amsterdam, I mean, every nation of the world. It's like every tribe, every tongue was on this trail somewhere seeking. I was like, wow. And the simplicity of the gospel just hit me like it has never hit me before. And how beautiful it was to have the answer. And have you guys thought how blessed we are to have the answer? We have the answer. That we have one decision in life, but many choices, right? The one decision is, what are you going to do with the situation of your soul? What are you going to do with the person of Jesus Christ? What are you going to do with that? Once you settle that decision, many choices happen after that, but the simplicity of the good news and that I had settled in my heart that I had made a decision that I was no longer a seeker, but I had the solution. I had the answer. That answer in me was Christ, and that answer could flow out to all those that we met and walked with. And the thing that God really showed me all along this trail, these 100 miles, And they weren't easy, y'all. It was really hard. To tell you how hard it is, I was in the Army for 21 years, and I've done road marches many, 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 many. So we were marching with a 20-pound pack, mine was, but the first day was about 15 miles uphill, up and over the Pyrenees Mountains. It was like, Jesus, are you sure you want us to do this? Yeah, it was literally, we kept saying, we didn't train for this. I mean, it was literally from the time we left St. Jean-Pierre de Port in France, we walked out of the door of our bed and breakfast, and your next foot was going uphill, and that did not stop for about 15 miles. So it was an incredible first day, and that's your first day. But what Christ really showed me was this, was the I ams, the I ams. And that's what we're going to kind of share with the theme verse being, I am the road, also the truth, also the life. No one gets to the Father apart from me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him. You've even seen him as you look at me, Jesus, the Son of God. And so what Christ did was showed me so many fingerprints of him along the journey. So the journey, look at that slide there, picture. The first day, most of our day, we were literally walking uphill through a cloud. So we were looking at the world. We were literally following the trail, going through mist. And what the Lord really showed me that day was that he is the road, is that we make a choice to follow our map every single day. I wake up and I said, Father, your word is a light unto my feet and a light to my path, that even when the road looks hazy and even when the road looks long, that and even when we see light at the end of the tunnel there, that I choose to follow you and choose to bet everything I have on this map. Because it was amazing to be with people that would say, but what if? What if? Well, what if this? I'm like, man, you are what ifing yourself to death. I'm like, I'm going to tell you how easy this is for me. I'm banking everything on this. I'm banking it. I'm betting that this book is right. And they're like, but how can you, oh, you're wearing me out, brother. I'm just going to tell you, as we walk, that I'm convinced that this map right here is the pathway to success and to life. And it was so neat to share that with people who were just seeking so hardly that they couldn't, that just this spirit in them couldn't accept the simplicity of the good news of Jesus Christ, who came to make us free and to give us life. And it was right there. So I am the road, that Jesus is the road to life. We ate a lot of bread. So in Spain, I'm sure some of the YWAMers have been to Spain. I had no idea how much bread you eat there. But it was fascinating because John 6, 35 through 38, where Jesus is the bread of life, just comes alive when every meal has bread. And it was amazing because at night, we would all sit down as this international community and have a meal together. We would break bread, literally, together. Even if you had bread, they would bring you more bread with your bread. I mean, it was incredible. But just that idea of having community, breaking bread together, was so powerful. It really gave me that idea of what it was like to sit down with Christ and just relax, because nobody was in a rush. We were all here to do this walk together. And to be able to break bread with people from all over the world. And it was amazing. The first thing we did was we tried to find a common language. So you're from France, you're from Germany, you're from Sweden. We're from America, so what language are we going to speak? So we would try English. That would work for a little bit. But it was just so amazing to see us all try to communicate. But the thing that broke every language barrier was the smile. It was incredible. The smile and the joy broke every language barrier around. And we began to instantly love each other. It was crazy just because of the joy that would come forth. All along the trail, there were sheep. And it was amazing because these sheep were everywhere. There was no gates, no fences, no nothing. You would just be walking out in the middle of rural Spain, and you would walk up on sheep. And what was fascinating is it was so quiet, all you would hear are the sheep's bells. The sheep's bells. And Beth and I were like, honey, this is amazing. And then we kept walking, and I said, Beth, what is that out in the mist? And there was a man with a staff with his two dogs sitting on a rock, not saying anything. Dogs perfectly sitting there. And Beth said, Doug, I think that's the shepherd. I'm like, oh, wow. The sheep were out there. All the shepherd could do was hear the ling, 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 because you couldn't see a thing. But the shepherd was completely obedient to his task. The dogs were sitting right there. And I said, Beth, you reckon he's waiting for the sheep to come back? And that idea that shepherd probably knows every single sound exactly where those sheep are. And those sheep would eventually just all come back to him. Just amazing. Just a beautiful picture how God is the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself and sacrifices himself if necessary. It's just incredible to see the relationship lived out between a real shepherd and real sheep. Incredible. All throughout Spain, we became fascinated with doors. The doors there, every like house, every church has this magnificent door. And so we became fascinated with these doors. And it just hit me that he is the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. It was just incredible to see that really lived out. Vineyards were all over Spain. Wine, you drank wine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was amazing there. I mean, vineyards were everywhere. So it was really interesting to really understand for a second why Jesus' first miracle was what? He sure did. Was at a wedding, and he turned water into wine. And it was fascinating to really see that lived out in such a powerful way, as vineyards were everywhere. I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes. Those grapes there were just so rich and so full. Fantastic. But the real message of the trip was, I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. So on the trail, we met people from all over the world. And what really struck me is that the simplicity of the gospel is so simple so that it can be shared, so that it can be shared, so that it can be shared, so that it can be lived out. So that you can meet people and just pour out on them and just love them from all over the world, and just to have that joy that just flows out from you is such a gift. And so we had the chance to just love on folks and to meet them, and it was just incredible. So this is us. This is the team of us on top of the world. This is after we climb through all the cloudiness of the Pyrenees Mountains. Just imagine being in the clouds, and we came out on top, and this is what it looked like. It was like we were literally on top of the world, and it was just amazing to have a taste of that, that sometimes life's journey feels like you are just going through clouds, that we look through a glass dimly in this life. But one day it was almost like you had fought the good race, and now it's like heaven just went whoop. It's like, wow, that one day that we will have a chance to experience something like that, just ultimate joy with our heavenly Father. Just amazing. I took this picture because don't ever forget to stop having fun. Don't stop having fun. So along the trail, I met this donkey, and it reminded me of Shrek. So so I said, "How you doing, donkey?" And he said, "What you talking about, Willis?" But no, he only spoke Spanish, and my habla español didn't go too far when I was talking to the donkey. But yeah, throughout the whole trail, we would just come across God's wonderful creatures. And this was probably the most funny thing that happened. It was the most friendly donkey that I had, you know, ever met. He let me take a fun selfie with him. So first time I took a selfie with a donkey. So here's the take-home message. Is this idea that this is the message I've been set apart to proclaim as a preacher, a emissary, and a teacher. It is also the cause of all this trouble that I'm in. So this is Paul. This is Paul writing a letter to Timothy, and Paul is in jail at this time, and he's saying, I'm in trouble because of the message that I bring, because of the transforming because of my transformation and what that is doing is I challenge the philosophies of the world. But he says, but I have no regrets. I have no regrets. I couldn't be more sure of my ground. The one I've trusted in can take care of what he's trusted me to do right to the end. And that's really what God sealed in my heart, is that I have no regrets. It's wonderful to live a life. My life's motto is no regret, no retreat, and no reserve. To live life with no regret. You live it to the fullest in Him. No retreat. There's no going back, and I've given it all I got. No reserve. 100% for Him. And that's what God really sealed in my heart, being with so many seekers, so many people that were doing this spiritual pilgrimage for many reasons. But to be able to say, it is well with my soul. You know, many times we forget how beautiful it is to just say, it is well with my soul. I mean, that is a true gift. That's a true gift to have that settled. So if you forget everything I've said today, think this thought with me for a second, that if it isn't well with your soul, this would be a great day to get it well. That if you're still seeking, know that Jesus is still knocking, that he's still knocking. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man seek me and open the door and let me in, I will come in and abide with you. And that is the simplicity and the beauty of the good news, the gospel message, that we don't have to be seekers. We can be founders because we have found the truth that is in Jesus Christ. And that's such a beautiful, simple gift. So let's pray as we end up today. Yes, sir. Whoa, oh, yes. I love questions. Question and answer time, y'all.
Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have planned stays along the way where you knew you were stopping? And how much did the trip cost?
Oh, yeah. So if you want to do this, So 10 days will cost you about, would you say about, let's answer the first question first. So yes, you can stay however you want to. This trail is so firm and set, meaning there's what they call albergues in each town. Those albergues are like youth hostels set up just for the pilgrims on the trail. Now, depending on how you like to stay, this is when I use my favorite saying, I believe God made money for a reason. And so for $10 a night,